We are learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of the Amud, the Mishnah. We're talking about Karm Pesach over here. A person started eating his Karm Pesach, and he fell asleep. So it depends. If he's the only one who fell asleep, then he can continue eating when he wakes up. But if the whole Olam falls asleep, then when they wake up, they cannot eat the Karm Pesach. And the Rashbam explains, because it looks like two mekaymes. It looks like eating two mekaymes. We paskim before, a stam of the Mishnah, you're allowed to eat the Karm Pesach metchila in two chaburos, but you can't eat it in two places. And since everyone fell asleep, it looks like two places. And the response speaks as a chumra ba'amahu. It's not mam, it's like two places, chumra ba'amahu. So if only part falls asleep, so everyone else is still up, it's not like two mekaymes. But everyone falls asleep, it looks like two mekaymes. Listen to the Mishnah. Yeshanu miksa, some of the chabura fell asleep, yoichlu. They can eat still. Kula, and if everyone fell asleep, lo yoichlu. And the Rashbam speaks out, who adim b'matzav azman azeh? If someone started eating matzah, he calls it matzah schoiva b'achreinah, because again, the Rashbam holds matzah schoiva b'achreinah. He starts eating the matzah. You got a little, after he says zechel kevam pesach, but someone eats matzah at the end of the suda, and he falls asleep, he can't eat matzah afterwards, because there's an issa to eat matzah b'shnei mekaymes, according to the Rashbam. And it's the same thing like Karm Pesach. And that's how it's brought down in Allah a little bit. But the Taisis argues, Taisis holds that you could, there's no problem eating matzah and two mekaymes. But the halacha we pass in Tafayin Ches, Mishu Yosher Mesech HaSuda, Vehekitz Enei Chayis of Lechol. He can't eat again. We'll see later on the Gemara. We'll speak it out more the halacha when we see the Gemara. But this is a Negei halacha even for us, by matzah. If someone falls asleep, it's a shayla eating matzah afterwards. Let's go over more of Vaita. Rab Yaisi Eimer, Nisnamnu Yoichlu Nir Demu Lo Yoichlu. If you just take a drimmel, which means you just doze off, then you can eat. If you fall asleep for good, like a good sleep, then lo yachaylu. Now, what does this mean, Rabbi Yaisi? So the Rashbam learns, Rabbi Yaisi is going on the Reisha. The Reisha said a heter, that if part of the chabura fell asleep, you can still eat. So the Rabbi Yaisi, no, not so fast. Only if they dozed, but if part of the chabura fell asleep for good, no, they can't eat anymore. The only time you can eat, basically, is if it's not kulan and it's only dozed. But you need tarati l'tavusa. Two things l'tavusa. First of all, it's only dozing off, and it wasn't the whole oilam. And the Mishnah is a different discussion. Now, Pesach after chatzos, metameis daim. Pesach after chatzos, since you can't eat it anymore, it's metameis daim because it's noiser. The current Pesach is noiser, and it's metameis daim. The law is, when there are bonon, noiser is metameis daim, in order that the kahanim shouldn't be lax in the kabanas. Therefore, they made a takana that you come tamei from touching noiser. Hapigal v'noiser metameis daim. What's pigal noiser metameis daim? So let's see the Gemara. First Gemara is going to discuss the first part of the Mishnah. Say a Maisa, we'll come out Lachal Maisa from the story. Rabbi Yaisi, Oymer, Nisnamnu, Yoichlu, Nirdbu, Yoichlu. If you doze, then you can still eat. If you fall asleep, you can't eat. Then we said, even if it's Miksasam. Hechidam, Nisnam. Then what's called dozing off? Am Ravashi, Nim, V'loy, Nim. He's sleeping and not sleeping. Tir, V'loy, Tir. He's awake, but not awake. What's the example? He's going to Kari, Leva, Ani. If you call his name, he answers. But he can't explain anything, which the Rashbam explains to me like this. You ask him, where'd you put your coat? And he can't tell you. He's too sleepy to tell you. But if he say, did you put your coat in the closet? He says, yes. That much he could do. He remembers. That's called dozing off. Dozing off means you're not out cold, but you can't really explain anything really well. So there's a maisa on Seder night. Abaye Yosef Kami the Rabbah. We had before Abaye was brought up by Rabbah, his Rebbe, Rabbah Bar Nachmeni, and he was in the Seder by Rabbah. Chaza the coming down him. He saw he fell asleep. He was dozing off. Amalei mainim coming down Mar. You're dozing. Amalei mainim coming down now is not a problem dozing off, especially it's only miksasam because you're up. But tananis namnu yaichlu near the mulei yaichlu. If you fall asleep with dozing off, you can still eat. But if you fall asleep for good, lo yachelu that you can't eat. So what comes out is that, first of all, the Rashbam brings a raya from this Gemara that we're talking about even Zman HaZeh. Because Rabbah and Abaya do not live in the Zman HaMikdash. They live in Zman HaZeh. So you see this whole din of matzah is in the time of the Karban Pesach. It's even in the time of matzah. That's Rashbam's raya. And then Rashbam holds, as like we said before, the same din applies to matzah if you fall asleep. Taisus argues. But so in the Shulchan Aruch it says, in Tof Ayin Ches, Sif Beis, it's Mishi Yoshein V'Sheikh HaSuda. Vehekitz, he fell asleep in the suda and he woke up. Ein Nechayz Alechol. He can't eat anymore the matzah because it's a hefsik, it's like two mekaymes. Bnei Chaburas Yoshnu Miksasam Zechzuda Chayzim Vaychlim. Bnei Chaburas Yoshnu Miksasam because the Paskins, not like the Rishbam, Nirdu Kulam and Eru, Lo Yoychlu. Nisnam Kulam Yoychelu. The Paskin, that this the halacha applies even to Matzah. The only difference is that they learn a little different than the Rishbam. That Rabbi Yossi is a stickle of Kula. That's only if you fall asleep and everyone falls asleep, is it a problem? But if only part falls asleep, it's not a problem. If only Miksasa falls asleep, they still could go, they still could eat. Near the Mukulam, Neiru lo Yechlu. It's not Mukulam Yechlu. If everyone dozes, Yechlu. Therefore, it's not so Negeya, our thing, it's almost not Shaykh. The whole entire Seder falls asleep. So, Nifla Halacha, it doesn't really come out so Negeya, but just bring out the point that by Matzah, according to Rashbam, has its Halacha by falling asleep. Next Halacha. A very negated sugya. Next sugya. It says that Pesach Achatzoyis metameis yadayim. The Pesach Achatzoyis is metameis yadayim. What's the pshat? It becomes nois vachatzoyis. Amu machatzoyis have only nois. It's even made that vachatzoyis already. The current Pesach is nois. Man Tana. Who is this Tana who holds that by chatzoyis already it becomes nois? Omar Rabbi Yisib Rav Lezman Azariah here. To Lezman Azariah. So we'll see the drasha in a second. Let's speak outside. Rav Lezman Azariah holds you can't eat midaraisa. The Karim Pesach, only until Chatzos. After Chatzos, it's Mamash Noisar. You're not Chayiv Shreifa until the morning, but you cannot eat the Karim Pesach after Chatzos Midaraisa. According to Rabbi Kiva, you can eat the Karim Pesach Midaraisa the whole night, but Midarabanan, there's an Indian to eat it until Chatzos. Now the Rashbam learns that Midarabanan, you can't even eat it after Chatzos. It's the same halacha, you can't eat it, just only Midarabanan. Other Rishonim learn that just a chaka ba'alma, like a siyog, but a vada you could eat. That's what Tosfos says, that you could eat after chatzos, just a siyog. But our Mishnah says, v'tam mezidayim definitely holds that it's noisar min ha-Torah, because it wouldn't become noisar min ha-Torah if not that, it wouldn't become v'tam mezidayim, not if not that it's noisar min ha-Torah, that min ha-Torah is noisar. Only v'tam mezidayim is real noisar. If it's only the Rabbanon the noisar, it won't be v'tam mezidayim. Like the Rabbeinu Peretz speaks this out very clearly. The Rebbeinu Peretz, when the Mora says here that it must go to Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Peretz asks, Tema, Kamoike Nami, Isle Rabbi Kiva, the Machatayat Havale Noiser, Kadela Starachik Menavera, this is the Brachis. Yeshloimar, the Emperor Rebbeinu Peretz, the Lidei, they have a Noiser Machatayat Kim de Rabbanon. The Lukach in a Noiser Tame Sedaim. Rosh Hashanah have a Noiser de Raisa. And this is how the Rashbam also learns. That's really Noiser according to Rebbe Kiva also. Just wouldn't it not when a Torah came with Tame Sedaim? But we said the Tais is not like that. Let's see the Gemara in Sarna. Omar Rabbi Yisrael Rebbe Mizari is going to Rebbe Mizari. Time went to the Brisa. Ba'ochlu es abasar ba'layla hazeh. It says you eat the Karim Pesach ba'layla hazeh. That's the Lashon. Ba'ochlu es abasar ba'layla hazeh. It's the Eishim Masas Amar Me'achlu. He says ba'layla hazeh. What does that mean? Rebbe Mizari Yomi Nema Kam ba'layla hazeh. It says here ba'layla hazeh. V'nem la'alon. It says by Makas Bechoris va'varti beretz Mitzrayim ba'layla hazeh. Ma'la halon ad chatzoyis. Just like the Makas Bechoris was at the chatzoyis. Afkan achatzoyis. Here also, you only keep the Karim Pesach achatzoyis. It's exeris shava. Laila zeh, laila zeh. Karim Pesach until chatzoyis. Omle Rav Akiva, Olay Nehmer, it says in the Pasuk, Chibazoin. It says the Pasuk, you should eat it b'chibazoin. And what does b'chibazoin mean? It means achas chibazoin, until they were rushed out of Mitzrayim, which is when in the morning they went out of Mitzrayim. So you eat the whole night. Imke ma tam alayim b'layla, why say it with b'layla hazeh? So a different reason, a different drasha. Yochel ye nech like a kachim b'yoyim. Maybe you can eat it erev Pesach b'yoyim. It's like every kachim that you eat one day, one night. You can start eating it b'yoyim. Tamar b'layla. B'layla hu nechel v'ayin nechel b'yoyim. Only eaten by night, not by day. Rabbi Kiva, so what first of all, what does Rabbi Lozman Azariah do with chipazon? So Zokt Rashi, fear of Lozman Azariah, chipazon means b'shas makas b'cheres, also was a chipazon. No one was going crazy, makas b'cheres. So chipazon could mean makas b'cheres. Rabbi Kiva, hi hazeh, my avalei. Good, you told me Lila teaches you that I have to eat at night. What's hazeh? My hazeh, my avalei. My boyle lemute Lila achar hu. It's coming to a fuke the night afterwards. Maybe you think, just like every carbon, kachum kalam, you eat for 2 days and one night. This you give it 2 nights and one day. So it's coming Lila achu dasa. Sagt, I mean, a hoyle pesach kachum kalam, shlom, kachum kalam, ma shlom, and a chom, stay yom, lila echo. Just like shlom, you eat for 2 days and one night. Af pesach ukim. Leilos makav yom. Let the leilos be makav the yomim. V'yehin nechal shnei leilos v'yom echad. Give them 2 nights in 1 day. Kasher Rachmana hazeh. Says no. Halayla hazeh. Only this night. That's it. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you only eat this night. That's it from the whole night. Rabbi Mazari says no. Ad chatzoyis. That's it. Rabbi Mazari, oimeloch. How do I know this hadrasha that it's not 2 nights and 1 day? Because Rabbi Kiva said maybe it should be 2 nights and 1 day. Just like every shlomo gets 2 nights and 1 2 days and 1 night. It should be 2 nights and 1 day. By the way, it's machlekes. The Rashbam has two pshatim. If you'd eat it for two nights, would it be able to eat it in a day in between, or does then you have to eat it at night dafka? So he says one side only two nights. Other side is no. It's only the first day you can't eat it. But once you pass time, you get it by day also. But upon him, he learns it from Laila Zeh, only this night. Has Lozer and Zari, you know, it's not two nights and one day. Lozer and Zari, you're a malach, you see him in Ad Baiker, Nafka. You can't leave it until the morning. The morning already, you can't eat it. Nafka. Rabbi Kiva, a malach, eat Kloy Kosh, Akwana Hazeh, have a mean of my Baiker, Baiker Shani. It means the second day, Chalamoyn. Rabbi Lez, a malach, no, Klohech, it's a Baiker, Baiker Rishon. It means the Baiker Rishon. Let's see him in Ad Baiker, means Baiker Rishon. And therefore, we know that you can't eat it after the first night. That's because it was Mazaria and Rabbi Kiva. So it's very negayos. Why? Because Omar Rava, Ocho Matzah Bezmanazah Acha Chatzos. If Bezmanazah you ate Matzah Acha Chatzos. Now, according to the Rashbam, it would mean even the Matzah's mitzvah is the last Matzah. So if you eat, or it means Fios, or if he's not the Rashbam, it means if the Matzah is Zechela Pesach, it means Yenna Matzah Vafikoimin. Beat Yenna Matzah Bezmanazah Acha Chatzos, or Allah's Mazaria, Lo Yotze Dechavasa. You're not Yotze. Right, the Gemara Pshita, given the Iskush Pesach, since the Matzah is Iskush Pesach, Ke Pesach Dami, it's Mamash like the Pesach. So it means even the Matzah's mitzvah has to be eaten before Chatzos. And we're saying, and even Elfida, all those who hold the Matzah Zeich Pesach also has to be eaten before Chatzos. So Ma'otema Afke Krom Akesha, you would think Matzah's mitzvah was taken out of the Akesha, because it's Be'erav Teich LaMatzah, has its own din. So maybe now has own din be'erav teich lematzos and is no not holy in Pesach anymore. K'maslon lichadre krah lemilsa when it says be'erav teich lematzos lemilsa k'maisa hadre. It put it back into the first din that you have to eat at the same time as the Pesach, and therefore mitzvahs matzah de araisa has to be eaten before chatzos if you're holding a lezer b'nezaria because hukash lo Pesach. And not only that, even the afikoyimin which is zeichel Pesach also has to be eaten before chatzos according to lezer b'nezaria. Zok the Rashbam that we pass on the Lezer Mezaria because this is Mashman the Rashbam that we pass on the Lezer Mezaria because our Stam Mishnah is like that. That's our Mashman. I don't know if it's Mashman that we pass on the Lezer Mezaria from our Gemara at least. Toisvis says it's not so poshut that we paskin like Lezer Mezaria. Toisvis says yes, of course we chena locha does stam is the kosei stam mishdovi. He says in Zaria brings a mirayah from Gemara Megillah. It's not so poshut we paskin Lezer Mezaria. But if we paskin Lezer Mezaria, it comes that you can't eat matzah after chatzos. But we're not sure how we paskin Lezer Mezaria now. So what do we say in Shulchan Aruch? What does Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch says like this. La'ach gemara suda oichlem ma'matzah shmura tachas ha'mapa kezayis kolecha zeichel ha'pesach ha'nechel ha'sevas simen tofayin zayin v'yoichlena ba'hesevas you dafi koyim ba'hesevas v'lo yivaruch lo don't make a bracha v'yizar la'ochlo koydem chatzois make sure you eat before chatzois. Now there's a Ran who says not only do you have to do the koyim before chatzois even halal, and the Ramah brings it down v'yak demasme shigama halal yikra koydem chatzois even halal before chatzois. Zok the Mishnah Berura, shekiven shu zeichel haPesach daafikayimin, tzorch lechta bezman haPesach, vaPesach inechel ala chatzos. V'chol shekein kezayis rishoin, shevavarchel ala achilas matz tzorch lezorim ha'oid shlo ala chatzos. It's very kivad ala chatzos. If the evidem ich, what happens if you missed, you didn't eat matzah tol chatzos? He says, you don't make a bracha. Mestafkem rishoinim, im yos nechavasai. V'alkein yoichlenu v'lo yivarch ala achilas matzah. If you land up matzah after, if you land up the first kezayis matzah after chatzos, you shouldn't make a bracha. V'gam morer av shudar abonin zor lech lakoyim chatzos. V'im acher yechlen b'lay bracha also had a bracha. So he says, let's say someone comes home late, but chas v'shalom is in the hospital. That's all cool. He comes home 20 minutes before chatzos. What he do is make the first kois, drink it, karpas, then second kois and drink it, eat the matzah and the morer, and then afterwards, okay, after kaim ready, maybe you can stomach and all the things. But you should eat that straight and then do the haggadah. Then do our God. That's what it says. Before after coming. So someone comes 20 minutes before Chatzos, from our telecall, he should drink the two kaises, the karpas in between, and matzah and maror, and then eat, then say agada, then eat the suda. That's what you should do. Because that's mamash ma'akev, the matzah thing. But the mafakaimin, that's the shayla, is also chatchila, and even halal is the inyan le chatchila, koidim chatzos.